The Lord be with you.
Yes.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" They remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel today, it really shows the depths of how depraved we human beings can become. You've got this remarkable miracle that Jesus is able to perform. A man with a withered hand, a pretty obvious, he can't be faking this, So he's got this withered hand, and the Lord completely restores it in the sight of everyone. Now, there's a remarkable evidence here, if you will, of the Lord restoring this man. It's a miracle, and not only is it a miracle, but it's a fulfillment of a prophecy regarding the Messiah. Isaiah had said that, strengthen the hands that are feeble. This is not just some arbitrary miracle. It's another sign that he is the Messiah for whom they have waited. Now, the problem is, for them, these temple leaders, scribes, and others, is that Jesus threatens their power. He's this upstart preacher from up in the hill country, not the hill country, up in the north, and he speaks with a hick accent. He comes to this cosmopolitan Jerusalem, and he's unsettling the powers that are. You see, there's this fear that they have that he will unseat their power. And so again, it says, the text says that they have hard hearts. They simply will not see the evidence. They simply will not see it. And no matter what he will show them, they're not going to believe. They've hardened their hearts. This is a remarkably powerful description of what can happen to the human person. We see this at many levels, in our own American life. I find, for example, that many people are more passionate about their politics than they are about their faith, and there is, again, a tendency for people not to be able to get beyond their politics. They'll easily compromise their faith, but they won't compromise their politics. And I'm particularly thinking, tomorrow, the March for Life, and, how much evidence do we need to show to the world that these children in the womb are children indeed? Every bit of evidence is all there. I mean, just right at the molecular and DNA level, we know this is a unique human being. We show ultrasounds, we show pictures, but hearts are hardened. And I find that politics easily comes into this, people simply because it is not of their political thinking, just he won't even consider it, just will not budge, will not move or even consider any change in this matter. It is to me an example of a hardness of heart that can settle in, on a human person. And this happens, I would say here, regarding not, I don't want to simply sound like I'm picking on Democrats here. Republicans can do this about other issues and so on, but let me stay with this issue and say, now look, there is absolute evidence regarding abortion, and some just will not even consider it. They just won't look at it. You're just not going to get anywhere. That's what's meant by hard hearts. You see, and here you have Jesus not only working a miracle, which is important evidence of itself. No miracle that could be fake. You know, a person could come in pretending they were lame and walk away whole. You know, TV evangelists can pull that kind of stuff off. But here's a man with an obviously withered hand. It's pretty hard to fake. And Jesus completely heals it. And they simply won't consider it. And listen to this. They do something which it may not strike you, but if you know anything about the quote politics of Jesus' day, it said that they're so angry that he worked this miracle, they're so upset at the way he threatens their power, that they are willing to consort with their mortal political enemies against Jesus. It says that the Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians to put Jesus to death. Now, Pharisees and Herodians agreed on nothing, except that they hated Jesus. Yeah, they hated Jesus. And this is how strong their hatred is. They're willing to work even with their political enemies to put Jesus to death. So threatened are they by this remarkable Jesus who stands among them. You know, and again, just so we're careful here to keep the, you know, I'm not trying at this point to enter into some partisan politics. You know, I think yesterday too, for example, there's in this country we welcomed a new president, and once again, there are some again who simply will not consider, you know, simply because he's not of the proper political party. But I simply exhort all of you, as I exhort myself, let's really pray for him. And again, sadly, this new president does not share our view on the question of abortion. But I'm praying that he doesn't have a hardened heart in this. Because if he does, we're in real trouble. We've really got to pray that he be converted on this matter of abortion. That he be a complete change of heart be given to him. And I'm just simply asking you to pray for our president, not just for this, but for everything. We're supposed to pray for our new leader. We want him to be a good leader. We want him to be able to unite us. We want him to be able to be strong against our enemies. We want our nation to continue to be strong. We need to pray for our new president, not only about this issue, that about abortion, but about all the issues, and to pray for ourselves that we can work with him where we can and build bridges where we can, you see. Because again, sometimes in the battle about abortion, we become somewhat hardened about other issues. And we simply have to accept the fact that there are people today and there is a culture today that has simply become hardened on this issue. And we've got to pray for huge conversion of hearts. We've got to pray for a real miracle. Because when hearts get hard, I don't mean to say it's hopeless, because nothing's hopeless if God is with us. But it becomes obvious that the battle is more than just about facts and figures and presenting scientific evidence. Let's continue to do that. But we're dealing with something far deeper and far uglier here than simple misinformation. We're dealing with a deep, deep human a wound of the heart, where some have completely hardened their hearts on this matter. And so we've got to really pray for conversion of hearts, and pray for our president in this. He's a very strong advocate for a woman's right, so-called right to choose. And I want to pray right now that our president does not have a hardened heart about this, and that he has said that he's willing to talk to people who disagree with him. So let's really pray that that's true. So, but as I say, just trying to link this reading to an event that's taking place tomorrow, which is pretty important. You know, the world's going to move on. They're going to pay absolutely no attention to the pro-life march. You know, the attention is elsewhere, you see. Would that we could turn out 2 million people for the march. You know, there are supposedly 70 million Catholics in this country. Gosh, if just one-tenth of us were there, we'd have 7 million people in the mall. Remarkable. If just 1% of us were there, we'd have 700,000. Just Catholics now. So you see, we've got a lot of work to do in the church too, don't we? So, again, many, many things to consider and to pray about here. But I find this passage a remarkable thing, that you see these hardened hearts in this gospel, and they will not consider. No matter what Jesus shows them, they simply won't consider it. This is a very, very serious problem in every human person. If we harden our hearts, there's really no hope for us. So let's always pray that our hearts don't become hardened with any sin or any point of view, but that we always remain open to what God is truly trying to show us. Amen.